If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver 3 essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, I'm Oliver Parsons, the horticultural sub-editor on BBC Gardener's World magazine. Sunflowers, really big, tall ones, were the first thing I ever grew on my allotment. There is nothing in the world of plants quite as rewarding as Helianthus annuus, which, when I think about it, was probably the first botanical plant name I ever learned. It's all down to the simplicity of it. Take one large, pleasantly tactile seed, sow it just below the surface of the soil or some compost, and then, unless you really are very unlucky, you'll have a huge triffid of a plant by midsummer. I've sown all sorts over the years, some of which are quite subtle and at home in a classy herbaceous border, but nothing beats the giants, the real show-offs. The ones that grow taller than the tallest person you know, with a massive dinner plate of a flower head at the top. I've got a picture of my mother, one of my absolute favourites, taken in late summer, 6 years ago, with her holding an enormous sunflower head. It's way bigger than her head. In fact, it's more along the lines of a Greek warrior's circular shield at about 18 to 20 inches across, with what must be 3,000 perfect black seeds set across its face. I've long since forgotten what variety it is, but whatever variety it was, giant plants keep on coming back, self-seeding each year from last year's seeds. Every year I say to myself I'm going to pull them up to stop them taking over, but somehow I never have the heart to. So you'll find them growing in all sorts of places they shouldn't be. In the middle of my squashes, on woodchip-covered pathways, and even one year blocking the way into my shed. Really, I should take them in hand because they suck up an awful lot of water and nutrients from the soil and cast a lot of shade on the other plants, which is pretty much the last thing you want from a productive allotment. But there you go. Sometimes it's not about growing food to fill your kitchen. Sometimes it's about growing whatever it is that makes you happy. And these do that every time. And it's not just me they make happy. The number of birds that come to feed on them each year is unbelievable. One year, I remember very clearly, I was going to work at my allotment one early morning in September or October, and as I walked up the path, I saw in the distance a huge, bright green blur over my plot. As I approached, the blur came into focus and then suddenly dispersed in a flurry of feathers, and I realised an entire flock of ring-necked parakeets had been feeding on my cluster of giant sunflowers. It was one of the most beautiful sights I'd ever seen, all within 500 yards of the noise and smoke of the North Circular Road in outer London. Truly the magic of gardening. On to practicalities. This is one plant that will practically grow itself, but there are some fundamentals. The first thing is that they need an absolute ton of water and nutrients. So for my money, they are best grown in the ground in good, rich, moisture-retentive soil. You can grow them in pots, but be prepared to feed and water regularly, as once they start growing in earnest, they are going to need it. Think of the plant in the musical Little Shop of Horrors, and you're in the right territory. Another thing about pots is that they can be a tricky place for very tall plants with enormous, heavy flower heads. If all goes well in terms of watering and feeding, you may find that they're continually falling over because they're so top-heavy. And the other thing about sunflowers is that they need an awful lot of sunlight. Not just a little bit, a lot. Try to find the sunniest spot you can, and you'll be rewarded with a monster plant. Anything less than this will tend to be a bit weedy, trying to reach up for sunlight that just isn't there. Some people stake theirs to keep them stable in the wind, but I never have. I suspect, though, that if I was growing them in less sunny conditions with poorer soil, this would be needed. You can sow from March onwards, and if you want the tallest plant possible, I'd recommend no later than mid-May. Mid-April is probably the sweet spot for sowing direct, but it all comes down to where you live, how wet your soil is, and what kind of spring we have. But sowing into cold, permanently wet soil will just see the seeds rot. Indoor sowings into small pots in March are nice and easy, and the plants generally shoot up, but I do find they never do quite as well as those sown direct. If in doubt, why not split your seeds across a few different sowings and sowing methods? Not only does it multiply your chances of success, it's also a great way to learn about the plant and what it needs to grow really well. I have to admit, I'm recording this in the depths of winter, and spring seems like a very long way away. But closing my eyes now and thinking about next year's sunflowers is making it all feel an awful lot closer. I can't wait to get started. Can you?
Love growing from seed? You get free seeds with the March, April and May issues of BBC Gardeners World magazine. Get your copy in stores or at magsdirect.co.uk. Our May issue also includes our 2-for-1 Gardens entry garden guide, giving you discounted entry to hundreds of gardens across the UK.